Welcome everybody to the to the Senate Agriculture and Irrigation Committee meeting at the State Capitol, room 335, January 3rd. As you can see, all of us legislators, you know, we've been drinking at the fire hose. Well, the other thing at the fire hose is the staff is drinking at the fire hose at the same time, and we called the meeting at right after session, which can happen to the staff, can happen periodically throughout the session. If we can get off early, we will, and have the meeting. But I'd like to start over with Senator Boldman and have her give us introductions of herself, and we'll go around the room, and then we'll come after the senators get done, we'll go to the staff, please.
Oh, thank you very much. So I'm Senator Ellie Boldman from Missoula. It's my sixth legislative session, my second in the Senate and on ag, and I'm an attorney in the day. I'm sorry.
I am an avid Grizz fan, and I'm the pretty much the expert here on ag. Just ask the guys.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jeff Wellborn's Senate District 36. I'm from Dillon. I'm an ag producer, among some other things, but this is my first time in 8 sessions that I've served on the Ag Committee, so looking forward to this. And I'm not an attorney, but I probably should have one on retainer most of the time. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'm Senator Dan Solomon from Ronan, and graduate from MSU, by the way. And this is my 7th time and 7th time in ag, so been around the block once, maybe twice.
Thank you, Dennis Lenz, freshman senator out of Billings. I figured it up from the point that I was 9 years old and Dad put me on a swather. I was in ag for 48 years until 2019. So I haven't been on ag for a little bit, spend a lot of time on human services issues, but very interested in it. Since we keep mentioning universities. Graduate of Texas Christian University, going to be playing for the national championship.
There we go. Yeah, yeah.
Just
a bit.
That's
right.
I'm Senator Mike Lang. I'm from Malta. My Senate district is Senate District 17, which is about 300 miles of the northern border along Canada, and then about 70 miles up North Dakota. And an ag business for 40 years in Malta, Montana. Prior to that, I was raised on a farm in Phillips County. Worked for ConAgra for a couple of years, and then moved to Miles City and then back to Malta. And I've been in the Senate Ag. It's my second time as chair, and I was also in House Ag when I was over in the House. Love agriculture. I know it's the number one industry in the state of Montana, and we will continue to keep it that way. And welcome all, and thank you.
Yeah, Bruce Butch Gillespie, Etheridge, Montana, up on the High Line, Senate District 9, goes from Sweetgrass, Montana on the border, down along the mountain front, down to Craig on the interstate coming to Helena. So we ranch up there, had a nutrition business pretty much all my life up there, so, and enjoy being on the Ag Committee. I get to be vice chair this year, so I can learn.
Senator Shane Morjo, Senate District 48, out of Missoula. Part of my district runs through downtown Missoula, the west side. Actually runs out towards 9 Mile, towards Frenchtown, covers the north side or south side of Frenchtown. Gets pretty rural. I grew up in Ronan, down the road from actually Senator Solomon, and the potato seed capital of the world. Idaho gets their potato seeds from us in the Ronan area. So I grew up changing pipe and bucking bales and pulling weeds out of potato fields. So I'm glad to be here with all of you.
Hi, I am Senator Wendy McCamey, and we have a sheep, cattle, and kids operation. It's a ranch that has existed for over 100 years, and we bought it 4 times. Literally. And there's no, if you ever think that a ranch is given to you, I have news for you. You rarely get anything given to you. But we have been ranching for, oh, let me think, personally 57 years. And that's, I think that's quite an accomplishment. And our kids are ranching now. Some of the things that are happening, we always think of soil, we always think of water, we think of plants, we think of animals, but now we're talking about robots, and now we're talking about computers, and now we're talking about being able to recycle manure in ways that it was never recycled before. It's really an exciting time to be in agriculture. And it is more than what we ever thought it was going to be, and it's going to be more important in the future than what it has ever been. And it's always been important because everybody eats, right? Happy to be here with all of you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members, and visitors. My name is Senator Shannon O'Brien, and I represent the northeastern corner of Missoula County, which includes parts of the University District, downtown Missoula, all the way up to Sealy and Condon. And we have some agriculture operations going on up there. And I would love to say that I taught Senator Boldman everything she knows about, about ag, because we're learners together. But I also realized that my husband's family farm just celebrated 100 years. They're in Wisconsin, and there is so much to learn, and there's so much changing in agriculture right now with technology that it is an exciting time to be here. And I am an alum of the University of Montana. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Addendum. I must say, I'm a graduate, a proud graduate of Brigham Young University with a couple of degrees.
Good afternoon. I'm Dan Bartel from Lewistown. But I'm going to tell a little story before I tell about myself that I think it's in the water. So there's myself, Representative Joe Reed, Senator Greg Hertz, Senator Dan Solomon, Senator Shane Morjo, and there's probably some I've missed, but we're all from Ronan, originally from Ronan. Dan graduated ahead of me, so I'm not going to tell any more on that, but anyway. But it's kind of interesting that there's that many representatives come from the Ronan area. But anyway, I now reside in Lewistown. I've been in business for 46 years in retail and also in development. But ag is the largest industry, obviously, in central Montana. And so I'm glad that I'm on ag. I was served the last three sessions in the House, and then I was appointed to the Senate a year ago, and then I ran again this fall. And so I was elected to the Senate in seven counties. And so that's how many counties that I serve, being a senator. So it's been interesting, but the good thing and the interesting thing is in those seven counties we all pretty much have the same ideology and of what goes on. We don't have a lot of diversity because we are outnumbered by cows 6-1. So that's where we're heavy in ag. We're just like, and Dennis has farm up there, and so yeah, so we're heavy in ag. So I'll be glad I'm here.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee and visitors. Susan Weber. I am from Browning. My claim to agriculture is my family were trained racehorses. You know, we had a small ranch, we were trained racehorses. But I've been on this committee for two sessions. This will be my third session, and I've learned a whole lot about ag. You know, now I'm not an expert, but I'm always learning. But I represent the Confederated Salish Kootenai Tribes and the Blackfeet Nation. I'm a graduate of both University of Montana and Montana State University. So my team always wins. Thank you.
Thank you, all you senators, for being on ag. I appreciate the time you'll dedicate to this. Somebody's bringing us donuts the next time we meet. I think that's hard copy in the rules, isn't it? Phone goes off. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Grace, I'm sorry I went through roll call. You've already got the roll, but please let Grace do her job, and we'll have roll call, and then we'll start with Grace with her introduction.
Senator Wellborn.
Here.
Senator Solomon.
Here.
Senator O'Brien. Here.
Senator Rocha.
Here.
Senator McKinney.
Here.
Senator Lenz.
Here.
Senator Boldman.
Here.
Senator Bartel.
Here.
Senator Weber.
Here.
Senator Gillespie.
Here.
Senator Lang.
Yes, here. Okay, we have a quorum. We have full staff. Thank you very much. Grace, tell us about yourself.
Good afternoon. My name is Grace Gibney, and I'm the secretary for this committee, and I'm really excited to be working with you all.
Grace, where are you from?
I'm from Great Falls.
Yes, because you moved.
Go ahead, Trevor.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, my name is Trevor Graff. I'm a new face in this committee. Definitely not new to ag policy in a former life. Worked in ag policy myself. I'm from Western Kansas. Since we're talking about our schools, I'm a Kansas Jayhawk, and we are the reigning basketball national champions. Two in a row.
Thank you very much, Trevor and Grace. We anticipate your leadership in helping us get through this committee. Fellow senators and members, we have the draft rules here. Now, if you would prefer, I personally would prefer that we vote on these at the start of next meeting. I'd like you to go home and review, see if there's anything. There's nothing changed in here from last session. It's the stuff that we did, but just open the book and it will be transparent. I think you'll find this committee exciting. We have a lot of ag issues we'll talk about. Please run things through the chair. We'll be fair to our citizens that have traveled to this podium and want to testify on certain bills, or and if anything gets out of line, the chair will make a motion on that, what has to happen. But we are here to listen to the citizens, and we will hear their testimony, and then we will go to executive session at some time and discuss amongst ourselves what we think of the bill or how it has to go. Okay, Trevor, we're just going to wait. And is that okay? Could I have a motion for that? That we
so moved.
Thank you. A motion by Senator O'Brien that we wait until the next meeting to vote on the rules. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does she get introduced? She's on the screen there.
Yeah.
There's Zoom coordinator.
Yeah, do you want her to talk?
Heather,
we have seen you quite a few times for during this COVID thing on the screen. I have not met you a lot of times personally, so we would like you to introduce yourself, and we welcome you to Senate Ag, and thank you for being on our Zoom. Go ahead, Heather.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the opportunity to work with you guys. This is my second session, and I worked through the interim. I am in Joliet, Montana, grew up in Libby on 40 acres with a little tiny baby farm, and I'm married to a Highline Ranch kid.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks for being here, Heather. I have to tell the people in the audience a little bit about last session. We had some new senators in here that hadn't been around ag, and we had a bill. I don't remember what the bill was, but the gentleman was from Big Timber, I believe, and he was testifying on a bill, and all of a sudden, he had the camera here. He had a cow in the barn that was calving. He said, I got to go. My wife will finish the testimony. And some of the committee had never seen it happen. So we directed the camera in the barn, so we watched the Zoom of a calf being live, born on the computer. You know, they should have named the calf Senate Egg, but they named it Senator Lang. But that's just the way it goes. I was a calf. Yeah. Didn't ask that question. You can ask the other members that were just seeing a calf being born the first time if they figured that out, how to do that. Okay. Trevor, we'll go with you, and we'll get out of here as soon as we can.
Mr. Chair, committee members, you've likely heard this a few times by now, given all the committees, but just wanted to remind you a little bit of the staff's function in all of this. One, I'm here for all of your amendments in this committee. I have several of your agriculture-related bill drafts as well. But when it comes to amendments, it is helpful for the process and for staff if those requests come in the day before executive action, or in the odd event that you're already wanting to bring an amendment to a hearing. Day ahead is always good. Those do still go through edit, and there are three editors for the entirety of the operation. So sometimes, you know, if I have warning ahead of time, they'll block some space for me. But if you wait too late, we might be left at the whims of however far down the list it is. One thing you'll see in the rules is in relation to conceptual amendments. The rules ask that we keep those to a minimum. It does get hard to track for both members of the committee and the public. But again, there are those situations where you just have to grin and get it done. Understood that will happen, and I'm here to take care of all of those things. As far as the function of scheduling and questions about testimony and how to testify, Grace is the person to direct a lot of that line of questions to. And I'm sure she will do a fine job of keeping me in line as well. And with that, unless there's questions, Mr. Chair, I'll keep it brief because I know you've heard the same spiel two or three times by now.
Thank you, Mr. Graff. Is there any questions from the committee of Mr. Graff or Grace? Okay, seeing none, I want everybody in the room, especially the audience, to talk about Zoom. I think it's a good quality. We know Montana's in every acre, every corner of the state. It's good for people when they have a bill to come and testify. We welcome Zoom. We know it's a long ways to Helena, but Zoom is a new tool that got brought about. Is there anybody in the group that wishes to say anything at this time to this committee?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Rachel Prevost, P-R-E-V-O-S-T. I represent Montana Farmers Union. We're the largest, oldest statewide grassroots ag organization that advocates for family farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. I'm just here today. I'll say hello. You guys are probably going to see me a lot. We work on a lot of different projects that are very important to family farmers and ranchers. I've got a lot of members with us here today in the Capitol, which is why we're all here engaging in the process and getting a chance to meet with you all. So I look forward to conversations that can happen today and throughout the session as well. Look forward to working with all of you and welcome you all back to the Ag Committee. If you have questions, I'm going to be around in the halls a lot this session, along with my other lobbyist, Jasmine Krotkov, which if she wants to say a few words, I will let her do so as well. Look forward to working with all, and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. Okay, can I have a motion to adjourn, and we will meet to the staff right after the floor session on Thursday. We'll see how it's going. But motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Senate Ag is adjourned. Thank you.